Josh, what does it mean to kind of be in this kind of a environment and this week that you can kind of showcase your talents for all these scouts to see?
You know, first, it's an honor to be here at the Senior Bowl, and I can't thank everybody in the staff that kind of puts this thing together. And, you know, it's fun getting to meet these guys from all across the nation. They're some of the best players in the nation. You know, it's a chance to come out here and compete, and, you know, I'm looking forward to that.
What do you know about the Browns? And I know you've done some research on them and the fact that they've got the first pick and the fourth pick in this draft.
Yeah, I mean, I know what everybody kind of knows about them. Young team, new GM, just hired a really good offensive coordinator. And I think that they got things moving in the right direction.
What makes you, at this point in your career, ready for the NFL and ready to be kind of a top 10 potential pick?
You know, physically I'm there. I think mentally I'm moving along, you know, at a very good pace, training with the quarterback coach, Jordan Palmer, and we've really started to dissect and learn how an NFL offensive playbook is, you know, installed and how we're running plays, what a defense is supposed to do. And, you know, I'm super excited for this moment. This is the only thing I've ever wanted to do.
What are you trying to prove just this week? What are you trying to show coaches and scouts this particular week?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's a lot of concerns about the accuracy, completion percentage. I want them to come out of this thing knowing that, okay, he's very accurate. And then off the field, he's a really good dude. And, you know, meeting with all these teams, I hope I'm delivering that message. And, you know, hopefully there's some good things to say about me.
Do you feel you have to overcome the stigma of a smaller school like a Wyoming, or have you gotten past that point?
You know, I've never really thought of it that way. Mm-hmm. I definitely think, you know, you're playing Division I football, and football is football. So coming out here and competing with some of the top guys in the nation is just going to prove that.
And kind of talk to me about the living situation you got now with Sam Darnold and, mm-hmm. and working with those guys. And how has that been going into the draft when you guys are both gunning to be a top pick?
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. You know, we're not competing against each other. We know that we got things to work on. And if anything, it's pushing both of us. It's making us both better. So going out every day and seeing him make a good throw and me wanting to, you know, emulate that. And it's definitely a good type of relationship that we have going on.
Behind the scenes, what's it like hearing from these teams? What's maybe the most common thing they're asking you right now?
You know, just the type of play. They want to ask about the completion percentage and what I thought about that. And, you know, I answer them truthfully, and that's how it goes.
And ultimately, what would it mean to be the number one pick in this year's draft?
It'd mean a lot, you know, just thinking about a team, you know, putting that much investment into me, and, you know, because they have, you know, hundreds and thousands of other, you know, players to pick if they didn't want me. So, you know, being the first pick in the draft is something as a kid that every kid kind of dreams of, walking across the stage and holding up that jersey. It'd be definitely an awesome moment, but, you know, it's at this point in my time, it's not like my main goal to be the number one pick. It's, you know, to be as successful as I can in the NFL.
Thanks, Josh.